This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out my leg! Get out my leg!
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen. Somebody on the show is using their brain.
Yeah?
I think it's me. Because we're running actually on time.
Wow.
That we have time to set up the game, play the game. Hey, Joe Jackson, everybody. maybe give away money to more than one person.
Wow. Right.
And still get the news and comments in tonight.
Amazing.
Without, like, a severe jamming of, like you're being, like you're visiting the Duke lacrosse players. And they're throwing commercials at you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You will not feel like the alleged victim.
Right.
And the commercials will not be the alleged Duke lacrosse players.
Exactly.
Later in today's show.
I like the analogy.
Yeah. Now, before we set up the game, mm-hmm. we did not talk today. We will tomorrow about this thing with Regis.
Mm. Hi there.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we got to devote a whole segment to this.
All right.
Both Mike and I watch the Regis show every day. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, get ready to be jealous, B-Wack. I call Mike and talk with Mike about Regis.
You bastard!
The way that I call you and talk with you about American Idol.
I'm sorry, Rob.
We'll always have
I'm
idols.
Very, very sorry.
And it's a much earlier call. Mm-hmm. That's a much earlier call. Of course, because Regis' show's on in the morning. Mike and I just about every day chat about something that old man Regis has done.
Right.
Something else he's screwed up, another innuendo that he's made that he yep. doesn't understand.
And he was nuts today. He was giddy, giddy little kitty today.
Very briefly, here's the deal. Couple of weeks ago, they Jack Nicholson, after the Oscars,
right.
calls the Regis show.
How often do you call him?
Look at the tears.
Almost daily.
Tears streaming down his
You're
face.
You're so typical. You're like every other one.
Hold on, Rob. Let me get some music for you.
Look at that. Sorry, Rob.
Wow. Let me just get some music for you, Rob.
It's going to take a while for him to recover.
Is he on speed this. Dial?
Position one.
Rob, you're just going to have to learn to live with this.
No! I refuse to go on!
Or you're going to have to start watching Regis.
If I do.
Are you really crying?
I use water. If I do. Would you call me?
Yes. This is my official American Idol. I'm sad music.
Yes.
They're doing Rod Stewart tonight, but not the great Rod Stewart catalog of hits that we all know and love.
No.
It's that crap that he's been putting out for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh, man.
Standards.
And there's no way he's going to surprise us or anything by singing something good.
No. So it'll be bad tonight. He'll be singing songs you've not heard of. Simon will complain. And then Ryan Seacrest will say something about him. He'll say, after the break.
And, of course, no Bucky Covington.
yeah. So anyway, Mike and I now chat about Regis. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, during the Oscars, Jack Nicholson called in to say hello to Regis, wow. as he has a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike's new to the party, getting up and watching Regis every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mike said to me that day, you know, that sounded like a fake Jack Nicholson.
I was almost certain it was a fake Jack Nicholson because he was just, he didn't sound, you know what, I'm so used to people doing impressions of Jack that I really didn't think it was him, but it really was him, and it was proven today.
So they come out today, we'll tell this to you very briefly because we'll want to do a whole bit about this tomorrow
right.
because really Regis.
He's a fag.
With this Jack thing. They start the show, and they go, now here's Regis and Kelly. So they come out, and the first thing he says is, well, after the show tomorrow, I'm gone. I'm going out to California.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, going to Jack's house, and she didn't realize that he's really leaving.
She's like, what? Is this some kind of a bit? Turns out Jack Nicholson invited Regis to come out.
Come out to my house, Regis.
So he's going out there tomorrow.
Hope you enjoy going to the game with me.
He's taking him to the game, and they're having drinks before at Jack Nicholson's house. He's telling all of this to Kelly Lee Ripa while they're on the air. She's looking around like, you know you've got a job here, right? And he, in essence, he spent about 10 minutes having a serious, borderline gay conversation, saying stuff like, I don't know what to wear for Jack.
Yes.
Right.
I like the way he says my name. I picture him answering the door and going, hi, Regis.
You know how I know, though, that Jack is definitely in Regis's wheelhouse? A shot in the tabloids. I don't know what magazine it was, Us People, something like that. Had a picture of Jack talking to a hot chick at the Lakers game.
Right.
And as I look down, I see Jack's shoes. And Jack's shoes are Velcro fasteners.
Oh.
I know we have that floating around here
somewhere.
That
is sad.
But it is Jack Nicholson.
That's sad.
Talking to a babe. And if you went down above his, if it was above his ankles,
shoes.
He's wearing the old man shoes that, you know, that the old guys wear with the Velcro. But he's still Jack. But I know now that maybe, you know, now that he's slowing down, maybe he's in, you know, Regis's wheelhouse.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we're going to get some audio of the real Regis talking about this trip.
He'll do it. He'll be out of his mind tomorrow.
And then also tomorrow we'll have an exclusive with Regis and maybe with Jack on the phone at the same time.
It'd be very, very exciting because really the way Regis went on, we kind of think there's something going on
like
there.
10 minutes worth of really. And Kelly Ripa was just sitting there going, her head was on a swivel.
Yeah.
Right? Just going, what the frig are you talking about? And then at one point, he got mad at her because she said something. She finally said something to him like, well, you know what you should really wear when you go to his house is just a smoking jacket and your pajama bottoms. Mm-hmm. And then he turned at her and he said, hey, don't make this ugly.
Don't ruin my date with Jack.
Like, hey, C-word, right. You know, don't make this into a gay thing.
He was very, very into it. Yeah. And we always, you know, well, at least Regis on this show, we've always understood what the undertones are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we talk about Kelly being jealous. She's not jealous. There's another person that's jealous. Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that you and I can share that together.
It's a special time. It is a special time.
It's really nice.
Hey, Spiewak.
Yeah. Really nice. I hope you enjoy your time.
Sorry,
that's right. Quite often, Mike is my first call in the morning.
Don wears the smoking jacket. Mike wears the pajama bottoms.
Hey, buddy, are you watching him today? And Mike will say, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at his hands. Look at his old man hands.
I see the phone ring and I turn it up extra loud.
Don't make this ugly.
But, Rob, don't worry. It is golf season. So there are going to be certain mornings I'm not there. Maybe you could pick up the slack.
You mean there'll be mornings you're not there if I call you?
Oh, no.
You know what sound? Then it'll be, hello, oh, no. Mike? Hello? Mike? It's Don. Are you there? Mike? Mike! Pick up! I'm watching Regis. Where are you?
It's music.
Mike! Mike, I need to talk to you while I'm watching Regis. Where'd you go?
Hi.
We have new music. We have new music.
And then you know what it'll be. Then it'll be this. Hi, Rob.
Yes.
Don. He's not there. Will you please talk to me about Regis?
This music. Drama. Drama. Wow.
And then you know what'll really happen?
Is there another one?
Well, no, we're out. But then what's going to happen is eventually it'll be... Rob? Pick up. Rob? I know you're there. Please, Rob. I'm sorry I talked to Mike about Regis.
What do you want to talk to me about?
Hi, Johnny.
My phone's always on. I love Regis, too.
Oh, wow. Wild card.
Just like trains.
He's
be
there.
Another one along.
So complicated.
It is a complicated. We're a complicated bunch of gay men.
Yanni Norman, our webmaster and also great helper on the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love you, John. You're great. But, John, I just don't know you well enough to call you and discuss TV with you. This music is now for John.
Now he's back there. He's got the sad look.
Yeah.
He's got the tears running down his cheeks right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, John.
He's giving you a chance to get to know him. That's right.
John, I can't give you the thrill of hearing me analyze TV while it's on.
So if John was to call you, you would answer like you did, you know, in the early days of all of us, I can't be troubled right now. Please don't trouble me with
don't
that
call
right
me
now.
At home.
Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about Regis. Now, here we go. We'll give plenty of people the chance to win $100 bills.
Yay!
All we do is ask that you, as you're listening right now, get out a pencil and a piece of paper.
You know how to play this.
Because that means only one thing. It's time for, oh, some glorious five-way sex. Here we go. Here's your chance to win a prize from maybe even more. Mike's on 10. I mean more glorious sex. It's time for the return of Can You Get to 10?
All right.
This game, if you've not heard it before, here's how it goes. We'll start with 10 lies. You got to write them all down. Then you call. We break. Then we come back. We call members of your family live on the radio. Mm-hmm. And if you can get through all 10 lies and they don't say you're full of crap or I don't believe this has to be some kind of a radio stunt, if you sell it, you get $100 if the person on the phone ends up saying, okay, I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that each lie gets bigger than the previous one, and it always ends with glorious whatever way sex mm-hmm. with whatever number of people end up in this fictitious situation.
If during any at any time during this series of 10 lies, if the person on the other end of the phone, the mother, the father, says, I'll get out of here, or I don't believe you, or you're full of it, or whatever, you are immediately disqualified.
They have to buy it.
Then mm-hmm. you
yes.
are a loser.
Tail between your legs as you walk away from the Can You Get to 10 game.
And no rushing through the lies.
No, you can't do that either.
So
you have to craft it.
We need celebs.
Mm-hmm.
I have three names off the top of my head. I ask for your input now.
All right.
First would be, from 24, William Devane. And Mike, are you insane?
Are you insane?
What do you want from me? You want my resignation?
I want all of your resignations in the morning. You, President Logan, are in big trouble.
I'm going to take your daughter right now.
Audrey Range? Are you insane? Jack Bauer. You're bringing down the presidency. I can't let you bring down the presidency. What's the matter with you, Jack?
Are you insane?
Have you been sane?
All right, so I have William Devane.
William Devane.
Because he was so great last night on 24.
Right.
Then I've got Bob Barker, because he was on our show last week. And I have our friend Frank Caliendo, because he was on the show the week before that.
Okay.
So we need at least one more guy, and we need a chick. Mike, yeah. any thoughts?
I had a guy, Stuart Scott from ESPN.
Winner, that's, and Buzz.
I would like to suggest the woman be Eva Longoria.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
No?
Maybe too hot.
Too
for
hot?
The room.
For the, okay.
Because sometimes when you aim that high,
yeah, I know.
Sometimes you know what? You know who might be good?
Who?
Is the other one. Who's the one, the blonde? Who's,
Felicity Huffman?
No, the other blonde. The one that's dating Michael Bolton.
No, she's too. Michelle Sheridan?
Nicolette Sheridan.
Nicolette Sheridan. Yeah, too hot.
Too hot?
Definitely too hot for the
too
room.
Too hot for school.
Mm. Too hot for the room. Hold on a second. Well, you know what? We can always go with, what's her name? The ditz from the Access show that we used to have on.
Oh, Nancy O'Dell.
Nancy O'Dell.
Nancy O'Dell. But that's,
she's
that,
always a
she's,
good bim.
But she's too unknown.
Okay, how about...
It's got to be somebody just above that.
Although she just got married. How about Campbell Brown?
Campbell Brown.
That's a good one.
Perfectly obscure. All right.
Campbell Brown from the Weekend Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
So, the celebrities you're going to meet and have sex with are William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, and Campbell Brown.
Okay.
So, in the end, it'll be glorious six-way sex. And here's how the game works. You call your mom or your dad up. You say, Mom and Dad, you are not, or brother and sister, whoever it is, although it works best with parents, you are not freaking going to happen. Believe what happened to me today.
Right.
Or over the long Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tailor this to whatever town you're listening to us from. I was in downtown Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and I was at the Days Inn, and you're not going to believe this. But So that's right. how you set it up. And then you tell the lies 1 through 10, and if they believe all 10, you get to the end, they don't tell you you're full of S, you win $100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. First lie. Dear Mom and Dad, you're not going to believe this. It was Easter weekend. I was having brunch at the Sheraton. I was standing out waiting for a taxi. And who did I run into but America's favorite TV host, Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Are you getting all this, Burbank?
I sure am.
I like that when you can hear Buzz actually typing. I like that. Thank you very much, Buzz.
Certainly.
And it's good you're taking dictation, because I'm a huge dick. Mike, number two, please.
I told him what a big fan I was, and he was so impressed that he asked me to come to the spay and neutering conference that was going to be hosted by William Devane.
Nice touch.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
I told him I was a big fan. He was so impressed he invited me to come to the spay and neutering conference being hosted by 24's William Devane.
You know, I believe we don't even have to write these down now. I think I think that our lovely leggy secretary, Buzz,
Very good.
Probably doing this as we speak, right?
I am, yes. It worked last time. So.
Lie number three, then. So, Mom, we get into this, or Dad, we get into this limo with these guys, and they say, you know what would be really good? Let's stop at the hotel and pick up that famous comedian Frank Caliendo, because he's very funny. Although you should know this about him, he's battling many demons. So that's what Bob Barker says. We're going to stop. And we're going to pick up Frank Caliendo. He's battling many demons. Buzz, read all that back to us, please.
Okay,
here's
what I have so far.
From the top.
Line number one. Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I was having brunch at the Sheraton the other day. I was waiting for a taxi afterward, and who should I run into but Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Lie number two. Told him I'm a huge fan, and he invited me then to a spay and neuter conference hosted by 24's William Devane. Lie number three. We get into the limo, and then the group suggests stopping by the hotel to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, despite his battling many demons.
Number four, Mike.
Bob and I go up to Frank Caliendo's hotel room, and who should answer the door but ESPN steward Scott? Oh. And he appears to be very, very wasted. We go up to the Frank Caliendo's hotel room. Who should answer the door when we knock on it? Then ESPN Stuart Scott, and he's very, very wasted.
So we're up to what, Buzz? Number five?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to an old friend very soon here. We're going to visit the bathroom. This is lie number five. As soon as Stuart Scott opens the door, I notice a commotion, and they say, everybody into the bathroom. Frank has made a mess.
Okay.
Everybody into the bathroom. Frank has made a mess. That's number five.
Right.
Mike, lie number six.
Okay. Do we have that right? Is that number five, or are we at number seven yet?
No, I believe we're ready for number six right now.
Okay.
That was five. You know what? You and I don't even have to write these down. I'm not even writing them
down. I'm just losing my place. That's the thing.
He's doing it.
All right. Commotion into the bathroom. We go into the bathroom, and Frank is trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. Standing over him, screaming. And who was the lady we were going to use?
Campbell Brown.
Is Campbell Brown, and she's topless.
Beautiful.
We go into the bathroom. Frank is out of his mind trying to pull, Frank Caliendo, trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. And standing above him screaming is Campbell Brown, and she's topless.
Line number seven. You keeping up here, Buzz?
Sure am.
Number seven. I'm standing there, Mom. Topless Campbell Brown turns around to me and says, hey, don't you see all the vomit on the floor? Make yourself useful. Get a sponge. Let's clean this place up. Mom, I don't know what was going on in this bathroom between Frank Caliendo and this lady Campbell Brown, but there's vomit everywhere and she's topless. So I get a sponge and I start cleaning up. Number eight.
Number eight. As I'm cleaning up, I didn't notice, but out of the shower walks a naked William Devane. He's not at the conference. He's in the hotel room. I'm surrounded by celebrities. As I'm doing this, out of the shower walks William Devane. He's naked. And I'm amazed I'm around all these celebrities. He's not at the conference yet.
Number nine. You ready for number nine, Buzz?
Ready.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Now, Mom or Dad, you're not going to believe this. We get this guy, Frank Caliendo, cleaned up. And the next thing you know, he starts making out. He starts kissing Campbell Brown. And I don't mean just kissing. I mean, Mom or Dad, it was really quite sexual, the kiss that was going on between them. I was standing in the bathroom with all these half-naked celebrities, and he's making out with her. Then we go right to number 10.
Right.
And we don't even need a tub or anything.
Well, one thing led to another. In the middle of this bathroom, everybody starts going at it, and I was in the middle of it. And William Devane, Bob Barker, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown,
Frank Caliendo.
And Frank Caliendo and I have glorious six-way sex.
Now,
yeah,
that's the money shot. That's the payoff.
Here's your chance to win.
I think the celebrities are obscure enough today where it's going to work well.
Barker's our star.
Right.
Now, as you weave through these lies, you can do them any way you like. to fit your particular person that you're lying to.
Yeah, you just have to have the gist of the lie, and you have to make the story your own.
If you've heard us do it before, you can't just say, hey, Mom, I met so-and-so, and you're not going to believe this, blah, 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 blah. You have to do it in a conversational tone.
And you can't throw any new lie in there, like William Devane decided to jump out a window. You have to stay to the basic text.
And most importantly, when you get to lie number 10, if you get all the way to the promised land, you're about to grab the brass ring.
Right.
Remember this. And Mom, Dad, William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Galeando, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I had glorious six-way sex in the bathroom.
We right. know you're up to the task.
You must say that. Now, let's review with our friend Buzz. Let me get the appropriate sad music out. Buzz, let's hear the lies from number.
It. He's typed it. It's
oh,
great.
It just printed it. I told you. Isn't he great? That. He's like Legs Diamond. What a secretary. Here he is now, Buzz, with all 10 lies. Buzz.
Lie number one. Mom and Dad, you're not going to believe this, but I was having brunch at the Sheraton the other day, and afterward, when I was waiting for a taxi, I ran into Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Lie number two. Told him I'm a big fan, so he invited me to this spay and neuter conference he's going to. You know, he has these all the time. He said this one's hosted by 24's William Devane. Lie number three. The two of us get into the limo, or the, we get into the limo, and it's suggested that we stop by the hotel to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, despite Frank's many demons. Lie number four. Bob and I go up to Frank's room, and the door is opened, much to our surprise, by Stuart Scott from ESPN. And he's totally wasted. Well, there's a lie number five. There's a huge commotion. Everybody goes into the bathroom. Frank has made a horrible mess there. Lie number six. We go into the bathroom.
Lie number
six. Go into the bathroom. Frank, as it turns out, is, for whatever reason, trying to pull the toilet out of the wall. So we're all standing over him. We're all screaming. And Campbell Brown is standing there screaming. And she's topless. Lie number seven. Campbell turns around and says, hey, make yourself useful. There's vomit everywhere. Get a sponge. Let's clean this up. Lie number eight. Mom, Dad, as I'm cleaning, William Devane walks out of the shower, and he's totally naked. Lie number nine.
Are you insane?
We finally get Frank Caliendo cleaned up, and the next thing you know, he starts kissing on Campbell Brown. And Mom and Dad, I mean, it wasn't just kisses. It was sexual. And lie number 10, well, you know, one thing led to another, and then suddenly in the middle of the bathroom floor, we all started going at it. So, yes, William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I had glorious six-way sex.
Hello! I like it. It's been a long time.
It's one of our dumbest games.
I love it, though.
But it's a good one.
Right.
And we'll give enough people enough chances to try to win $100 at this.
I love making up these lies, but it's always the best part is part two of this, always.
So the phone number, 877-365-3636. You call up and you give us your mom or your dad's phone number. And we call them live on the radio, and then you go at it, you tell them you're on the air, and you're doing like a true confessional thing.
And hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm. That. So call now. Oh, and everybody gets $100, everybody that plays and wins today. Yes. And what else do we have? Do we ever run out of Nine Inch Nails tickets?
No, we don't.
We have an endless supply of Nine Inch Nails tickets.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a special show just for our listeners.
We also have the deep discount CD. What is this? $75 online account with deep discount CD. Deep discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Great music for us at deepdiscountcd.com.
That's quite an Easter basket.
Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of stuff, and we got money to give away, and we got time to play the game with more than a couple of people. So call now, you animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.